Hi, this is Sean D'Souza from psychotactics.com. And a lot of people are always wondering, how can I possibly run my business around one person? Well, you can run your business around one person. All you have to understand is, who is that person and what is it that they want? Let's look at, say, you buying a car, for instance. Let's say you're a mother and you've got four kids, so you've got five kids. Well, what is the biggest criteria? What is the biggest criterion that you would have when you're buying a car? Well, you would want a smart car. You would want a fast car. You would want a car with lots of space. You would want a car that does this and that. So you've got four or five things that you would want when you're buying a car. And that's what car manufacturers do. They always start to put the four or five things that a person would want. And yet when you speak to a mother, it's very clear because she makes up a list and she goes, I want it to be sporty, I want it to be, you know, bright, I want it to be spacious, I want this and I want that. But if it doesn't have one thing, then I don't want it. So what is that one thing that she wants? That's what we have to ask the target profile. So when you start to speak to any mother who has these four or five kids, screaming kids, piling into the car, what does she want? And she will tell you without any hesitation that she wants space. She wants a car because she needs the car to take the kids to school, to football practice, to this and that and everything else. And yes, she would like all of those other things, but they come under second, third, fourth criteria. They're not the biggest reason why she wants a car. The biggest thing is space. And how do we know this? We know this because when we make a list of things, one, two, three, four, five, well, if you take out space, she's not going to buy the car. So you can give her a really sporty number, a really nice car, and she's not going to buy the car because it's of no value to her. So people have a very specific problem, and for this you have to know your target profile. You have to know exactly what is it that she wants. What does this one person want? This one person called Anita, what does she want? And she will tell you that she wants a car with space. But what are we going to do with all those four other things that she wants? Are we going to completely ignore them? No, you're not. You're going to find a space for that. Let's find out shortly how she could go about, or how you could go about, putting those four other features that she wants so desperately as well, so that you could actually sell her the car. So she wanted space, and then she wanted to be, you know, probably she had a good DVD player in the car, or she wanted it to be sporty or whatever. If you can deliver all of that in one car, then start off with the biggest problem. Her biggest problem is space. Talk about space and drive home that one problem, because that's the only thing Anita is interested in. She is only interested in space. So start off your headline with space. Start off your sales pitch with space. Start off your presentation with space and talk about space and space and space. Don't go to the second point because it's completely irrelevant to her. It's only once you have completed her biggest objection, her biggest problem, that's when you can start to talk about the roominess of the car, the color of the car, the whatever else she's interested in, whatever other features you have. So you don't have to bury those features. You just have to understand that we all have priorities. And that if you understand your target profile, then you can very easily put the top priority and drive home that message. Now remember, you cannot cut short at any very quickly. You can't say, okay, your biggest problem is space, let's talk about space for a couple of lines and then go to the next feature. No, you can't do that. You have to go space till you've covered every topic with space. Then you go to the next feature and the third feature and the fourth feature, and then you can sell your car. And that's how you sell to someone like Anita. You have to understand the priorities. That's me, Sean D'Souza, signing off for now. I'll say bye-bye. Bye-bye.